Thank you, Lisa. And coming up...
For years, I lived a short walk from the Little Mountain Housing Project. But I learned nothing about it until they came to tear it down.
We are going to speak with filmmaker David Vaisbord about his film about the Little Mountain Housing Project and how it has consumed his life for the past 6 years. The CBC Local News is next. Well, back in 1954, Little Mountain became the first large-scale social housing project in Vancouver with hundreds of rental units for World War II veterans and their families. And in 2007, tenants were asked to leave, and most of the buildings were eventually torn down. But several residents remained, and they fought the demolition. David Vaisbord is a documentary filmmaker who lives near the Little Mountain development. He's been filming the community's story for the past 6 years, and he joins us now in studio to tell us more. Hello to you.
Hello, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. When you began, how did you know that Little Mountain was a story that you wanted to tell?
Well, I began by simply walking out my door one day and walking to Little Mountain. It was already partly evacuated, and I've changed my filmmaking practice. I decided I'd be super local and only go within 6 blocks of where I live. So people told me, friends said, go to Little Mountain, something weird's going on there, you gotta go down there and check it out. So I went there, and I just started to observe what was going on. And I spoke to some tenants, and I spoke to people working with BC Housing. And very soon, things looked like they weren't jiving. There were two stories going on, and that's what interested me.
The story was that these were falling down housing units that needed to be replaced, that it would be unfortunate, but the people who lived in them would have to be moved out for a time while a developer took the property and a new development was built.
Good story, but it was fiction. Pure and simple.
How was it fiction?
It was fiction because if you actually went into the suites and saw how beautiful they were, especially the big buildings, beautiful hardwood floors, immaculate bathrooms, literally brand new roofs, the reality did not fit the story. But the story was going out by the PR machine of the BC government. And that's the story a lot of people believed.
But they couldn't have lasted forever, obviously. I mean, they had a few good years left in them, maybe. And you had really a grossly underdeveloped piece of property up there in a beautiful location that you could have leveraged lots more social housing out of a developer.
Exactly. Look, I came into it as a neighbor. And you know what? My neighbors aren't NIMBYs. They actually wanted more social housing there. They came out to fight for more social housing. But the government had its eyes set on privatization and maximizing profit, and they didn't listen to us.
But what happened? I mean, a developer took it over. The land was transferred, what, from the province or to the province?
The Canadian government transferred the land to the province. I think it was 2006 or 7.
Okay.
The province turned around right away and said, let's liquidate. It's Liquidation City at Little Mountain. And then they started kicking people out in 2007 without a developer attached. Just, they had a plan. But
Right. Really,
it wasn't a plan. It was a website that had been drawn up by somebody.
It was my understanding, though, that the promise to the eventual developer was that they would deliver the land, just a clear piece of land upon which development could begin.
Exactly. And what a promise, considering that we had a beautiful community on a beautiful piece of land. We had probably 700 people living there. And unless you were... okay, and here's the promise. We'll rebuild in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So people in 2007 said they'd be back in 2009. People who were evacuated in 2009 said they'd be back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
People who stood there and said, no way, this is absurd. Like, the timetable is blatantly absurd. Fought back and won something.
And what did they win? Because there are people who have never left the site.
Exactly. They won one building. 99% was torn down. Except one building for the people who decided this was not for them. They were going to fight it regardless of what would happen to them down the line with BC Housing. They basically looked their landlord in the eye and said, I'm not budging because I don't believe you.
And who are those people?
There was Sammy and Joan Chang, a blind couple of seniors. There was Ingrid Steenhuisen and her aging mother, and Karen Nicoletti and her cat.
Mm.
That's it. And they preserved that building. They fought back and they won. That was in 2010. Then, instead of finishing my film, it was a pretty good story, yeah? three people fight back, win a building.
Sure, but so far the ending is a moving target.
Exactly. I didn't know where it's going to go. So I said, you know what, instead of finishing it, let's just go into the redevelopment process and watch what happens to my community when we discuss what's going to happen with Little Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing it's already been oversold, it's already been rumored to be sold for $300 million, though no money is transferred hands, and to suck that much money out of that much property might mean excessive densities and all sorts of other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed that community for 2 years to 2012. I'm not finished yet. I decided, you know what, something else is going on. And then 2012, it's like the Empire Strikes Back. BC Housing and the BC government go back again to wipe out that last building. And that's where my story heats up again.
There is a building on the site now that is just about complete. My understanding is people will be moving into it in just a few weeks.
Very few weeks. I've heard my inside sources tell me it's got to be ready in 2 weeks' time. But what the irony of that building is, the BC government can take no credit for that, other than just providing the money, because that building could not stand there if the last people in that last building in 2012 didn't stand up and say, you're not kicking us out. And it was going to be a very embarrassing for the government if the provincial arbiter on housing, I remember the rental arbitrator,
mm-hmm.
ruled against them. So they turned around a situation that was going to look very bad and said, let's build 54 units of seniors housing. That was not on the books. That wasn't even on the plans. That building is only there by virtue of those people. And if I can't see how the BC government can claim any responsibility for it whatsoever, except that they provided the money for it.
So that building is not part of the master development plan that we've seen the pictures and the models of?
We spent 2 years in consultation. I recorded every second of it. That building on that spot was not part of the plan.
So the good news, insofar as there is any good news, is that these people will finally get to move out of they're in the sort of townhouse portion there.
Yeah.
They'll be able to move into this brand new building.
That's great news. And that's brilliant news. And that is really all to the credit of those three families who said no.
What happened to all the other seniors who lived in the original, in the other buildings? Will they be moved into the new building as well?
Yes, they've been contacted by BC Housing to move in. But tragically, around 7 or 8 have already passed away waiting to go back in, including Sammy and Joan, another woman I wanted to interview, but I met her on her deathbed and it was far too late, and 4 others, but Ingrid Steenhuisen, who is the holder of all the intellectual property at Little Mountain, she's the woman who was a major force there.
Mm-hmm.
She could tell you the names of all the last people, but she says 7 or 8 have passed away, which is really tragic, and it didn't have to happen.
This is much more than a documentary for you. You've come in and you've handed me something, a cardboard container that says Genuine Medium Ground Social Housing, 1 ounce. What is this?
This is Little Mountain in a box, basically. You know, I watched about 20 buildings and recorded them getting smashed, and I just watched Little Mountain disappear, and I wanted to get something of it. You know, it's like the Berlin Wall or something. It's a bit of remnant. And I said, if this place is going to vanish into thin air, be ground up into something like ground social housing, why don't I imagine another use for it? And I'm selling this on my Indiegogo site for only $25 an ounce.
How much footage did you shoot in the 6 years that you've been filming this?
400 hours, roughly. So it's going to take some time to edit it. And, you know, it's an experience I want to give to other communities. I want communities to take it and run with it, because Vancouver is full of intelligent, resourced communities who could take my 400 hours of boot camp and do something with it.
David Vaisbord, it's a pleasure to meet you this afternoon. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Stephen. My pleasure.
David Vaisbord, local filmmaker. And for more information about his Little Mountain documentary, head to littlemountainfilm.com.